All right, let's turn our attention to some football. Real football, not preseason. How about a little college football? David?
Well, we're doing college football. That's what we're doing. We are not doing that. Okay. No, we're just going to do some college football. The AP Top 25 poll came out.
Sure.
We're going to move forward.
What do you need? What do you want from me?
Here's what we're going to do. I'm going to give you the list real quick. Georgia number one, Ohio State two, Oregon three. Us for the people out there, in case they don't have it. Okay, you guys have it. Let's just jump to this. Every year, there are at least a team that jumps into the playoffs. We have a new playoff, 14 teams. Really, the top 13 plus a group of five team will make it. So my question to you is, guys, we're going to go from team 14 to 25 and maybe even a few of the honorable mentions. We're going to pick three teams that will crash the playoffs between Clemson, Tennessee, Oklahoma, Oklahoma State, Kansas State, Miami, Texas A&M, Arizona, Kansas, Southern Cal, North Carolina State, and Iowa. Three teams will crash the party, historically speaking.
Who do you want to start with? Let's go. David, you want to start?
Sure, I'm going to start, and I'm going to... I'll make it easy. I'll go Oklahoma State will do it.
That's one. Who are your other two?
Well...
Okay. And if you want some honorable mention teams that are close, Louisville, Virginia Tech.
Let's go Oklahoma State, Kansas.
Oh, my God.
Texas A&M.
Okay, I'll eliminate all three of those. You're off your rocker.
See, Kansas is the interesting one, Mike. They have their quarterback. Hopefully he stays healthy. And
they lost Kotelniki, the OC. They don't have a home game this year because they bulldozed their stadium. They're playing in two different spots, an MLS stadium and then Arrowhead. It's going to look like Temple football.
Yeah, but I've seen Kansas home games, and it is, really doesn't matter.
Look, bottom line, here, go ahead. Kenny, you go next because David's in outer space.
All right, so I'm looking at this. This is tough.
It's not supposed to be easy.
This is not fun, Rico.
I'm having a bad time. Kenny, I just want to see if you name the team I like.
This is only part one of the exercise.
I hate this exercise in totality. I'm going to say Clemson because they're annoying. Primarily because they're annoying.
Mm-hmm.
I don't hate David's A&M pick as much as you do, Mike.
With the transition to the SEC.
I still don't hate it.
Like the new SEC with no divisions now.
Oh. Yes.
You know what I'm saying. It's a different game.
It's a different breed.
They're basically playing the role of Iowa now.
Yeah, 100%. This is the SEC Invitational at times. So
I'll live with the A&M pick. His Oklahoma State was insanity. I think you're sleeping on Miami. This is the year it all comes together. They got a load of talent.
That's what they say every year.
And the ACC is ass. Mm-hmm. And a 9-3 Miami team is getting in.
You know what, Mike? You're right, but I feel a little bit of Steph Curry kicking in right now.
What's that mean? Go to sleep?
Yeah, I'm going to sleep on Miami.
Okay. The other one I really like, because again, the networks run the sport. This is WWE now. Southern Cal. If a 9-3 USC team is sitting there on the fringes, they're getting in. Why? LA, Snoop Dogg on the sidelines, and TV. That's why. I'll go Southern Cal. I'll live with your A&M, and you grab Miami. There you go.
North Carolina State?
I don't hate it. I don't, and I think Grayson McCall could be really interesting there. And Tony Gibson, it's the 3-3-5 hyper-aggression, but I can't see three teams in the ACC getting it.
Well, here comes the second part to this. If three teams are going to crash the top 13,
yeah,
we got to take three out to replace them. So,
okay.
Your number one, Georgia, Ohio State, Oregon, Texas, Alabama, Ole Miss, Notre Dame, Penn State, Michigan, Florida State, Missouri, Utah, LSU. Pick three of those teams and take them out.
I'll take Florida State out. I'll take Notre Dame out. They just lost their starting left tackle, and they open up at Kyle Field, and I'll take Michigan out. They lost 13 guys to the draft, lost their QB, lost their running back, lost three of their top four wide receivers, lost the entire offensive line, lost several key pieces on the defense, and lost their coach and most of their staff. That's before we get to not knowing the other team's place.
I'll take Michigan out. I'll take Missouri out.
How dare you?
And I'll take Utah out.
Why do you hate the Utes?
Because I still don't, but until I see him play.
Oh, Cam Rising?
Yeah, I can't go with him.
Everything's fine.
Michigan, Florida State, Mizzou, I'm taking out.
So Michigan, all three of you said Michigan.
Yes.
And it's just because of the reasons that Mike said that you just they're overrated right now?
I mean, those are all of the reasons, yes. And they don't know who their quarterback is. So, yeah.
Interesting. Mike said Notre Dame. You guys basically both said Missouri. So are you sold on this Alabama team?
I actually thought of Alabama, but I think they're good enough. It's 12 teams. Yeah. I think they're good enough to make the 12-team playoff.
I don't know if you did the SEC breakdown on Cash.
No. Yet. No, I think Bama's good enough to get in. I just don't trust their ability to win it. But yes, they're still a playoff team. I still believe that. I just can't believe David knocked Mizzou. That hurts. I love Mizzou.
All right, and finally on this,
yes.
and we kind of talked about this. Out of the 13 teams that make it, will there be any teams with three losses? And if so, how many would you predict?
Three losses that get in?
That gets into the playoffs. Now, I know this is everything that you hate, Michael. Yeah. I get that.
Ain't that the truth?
That's on we're going to move past that right now for the sake of argument. Will there be any teams that make it into the new college football playoff sitting there with a record of 9-3?
Yeah, I think two of them, because it's greedy TV scumbags. Your resume doesn't matter. And if it's the right market and the right helmet, they're putting you in. So I'll say two.
I think at least two. I think this is exactly what Mike said. Made for TV, the networks are going to dictate most of this. And like he said, if you have a good enough brand, a good enough market behind you, a three-loss team will make it in.
9-3 Michigan. They're in. 9-3 USC. They're in. 9-3 Texas. In. 9-3. If you're a brand and you go, this is why I didn't want to expand it.
Okay.
I think multiple 9-3 teams.
I like what you just said, Mike. Brand. Has the tarnish gone off of this brand? Michael, you may have been just a year ahead of your time, or maybe 2 years ahead of your time. If Nebraska is sitting there
at 9-3,
at 10-2,
oh, they're in.
And Michigan is at 9-3. And there's one spot left.
Oh, Michigan.
Nebraska gets the spot, or Michigan gets the spot?
No, this is the WWE. It'd be Michigan. And Charlie Baker, that POS, will get up there and just be like, well, the things and the barometric pressure and hotel rooms.
God, I have a tough time believing that. You might end up being right, but man, I have a tough time with that. That stinks.
Let go and understand this is WCW wrestling.
Every ounce of credibility you have, as soon as they said things like hotel rooms and stadium seats and ticket sales, your credibility went right out the window.
It was one guy, okay? He may or may not have had a few cocktails before he spoke to the media. We don't know, allegedly.
10-2 Nebraska, 9-3 Notre Dame. They're putting Notre Dame in.
So Nebraska, we should have no, because Nebraska is a name brand, like it or not. Plus, you got the number one recruit going there to quarterback.
But if they're going against Alabama Michigan or no.
No, but they're 10-2.
Okay, show me. This is wrestling now. So that's my answer until I'm proven wrong.
So name brand, you think, gets in over somebody. North Carolina State sitting there at 10-2.
9-3 Notre Dame in. So, hell, they'll put 8-4 Michigan in over 10-2 NC State.
So basically what you're saying is this. If you're one of the have-nots, have to go 11-1 in order to earn a spot.
Or minimum 10-2, yeah.
No, because I'm saying if there's a 9-3 team, you're saying they're going to get leapfrogged.
Yeah, I got to see it to believe it.
So 11-1, if you're NC State, you can breathe easy.
Yeah, I just don't believe in these scumbags. And I don't think I'm wrong to have that feeling.
No,
and I think people would support me on that.
I'm not challenging you on that. I'm here for a different opinion, Mike.
Oh, you're fine. You're fine.
David. Okay. That's your college football blitz based off of the AP's brand new top 25 preseason poll, 97-1.